What's going to work out is the work back on. Tanya don't have ski gone, then on the water who saw that, and go home and had the one notice. In the Aboriginal voices, Oscar de Warnawa Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
Hey, it's 7 o'clock and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. And Douglas.
Sean, how are you? Having fun?
It's been nothing but fun, Doug.
Oh, good. Okay. I was looking at some of the news that we have, and you remember Natan Obed? He's the leader of the ITK, which is the Inuit group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it turns out, you know, that everybody who wants to run runs for the president of the ITK. And just the other day, he was elected as the president of ITK for the fourth time. Not bad, eh?
Yeah, no, good for him.
Yeah, just last Thursday.
Just last Thursday, he's become a four-time president?
Yeah, and for another 4 years. So when he finishes, that'll be 16 years of doing this. And he's been a contributor to Aboriginal Voices over the years. So it's nice to have a familiar face in high places, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Good for him.
Yeah, it says, he was elected first in 2015. So that's not bad. Anyway, I see him often in events that the government has with people, but it seems that, you know, with all the people, Indigenous and Inuit and Métis. And one of the things that I do know that Ovid's plan has always been to have something related to housing and child welfare and education. He thinks that's so important. And, you know, he also contributed at Aboriginal Voices here to talk about the food security projects that we did, about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was kind of neat.
So what else is he going to do in his next 4 years?
I think housing is the big deal, and transportation costs. So, man, we're not sure where else.
Transportation within Inuk?
Well, it's all four areas.
Nunavut?
Across. Yeah, Nunavut is one, and there's some in the Yukon and Northwest Territories, some groups there, and in Quebec. And so Northern Quebec and Labrador. So, it's going to be quite interesting. The nice part is that he still has a home in the far north, and he has a home in Ottawa. Okay, well, one of them's owned by the organization, and that keeps him grounded in with people, I think, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
That's what you need to be, right? For the people.
That's right. That's where we want it. I'm just wondering if we spend some time talking about, you know, the follow-up to our project with the Robbie Robertson and Historical Tracks. And we did some work with Susan Aglekark and Historical Tracks. And I'm wondering if folks out there listening to us here at Aboriginal Voices on CFRC, if they would like us to pick the next one, or would they like to add? What do you think?
Be nice if they pick someone.
Okay. So tell them how they can contact us.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Aboriginal Voices.
Well, yeah, Aboriginal Voices at cfrc.ca.
Right.
You call us.
Oh, yeah.
At 533-2372. That's area code 613.
That would also be on Tuesday nights between also, 6 and 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and also I've heard this, but I'm not entirely sure. I think you can call the office.
Ooh.
And leave a note. Okay. But I don't know what the office number is.
613-533-2121.
Oh, is that what it is?
I hope so.
Maybe I did know what it was.
Yeah. Anyway.
I thought that was somebody else's phone number.
Most of our contact, Sean, has been with text messaging.
Yeah, well, you could do that too. Yeah. Maybe not.
No.
You could just drop us a line.
Right. Okay. That's for the rest of this hour, I got something special for you. Tracy,
oh, yeah? What's that?
Tracy Deer. She's going to do a presentation for us. She's going to do the story that behind the song that she's written. And instead of giving you the whole band and everything, she's done it just sort of acoustically. So she's going to share her music and her words. And we're going to let Tracy Deer share everything that she has, but from her home and studio at home from near Montreal.
Cool.
Okay, so here we go. We'll turn it over to Tracy Deer for the rest of the hour.
Sounds good.
Beatrice Deer, thank you for having me at your festival. It's a real pleasure. I'm from Huaktuk, Nunavik, that's in northern Quebec. I've been living in Montreal for the past almost 13 years. And I'm going to be playing some songs for you. I'm going to play guitar and sing for you, which is something I don't normally do, but I don't consider myself as a guitar player. I don't normally play in front of an audience, but I'm always practicing, I guess. I do write my own songs. So I do play guitar at home privately. but I've been enjoying playing guitar more and writing songs. We're currently writing songs for our next album, so be on the lookout for that. I'm going to start by singing a song that my grandmother used to sing to her children. So I'm going to sing this in memory of her, of my grandmother. And it's a lullaby, a love song to children, because in our culture, each child kind of has their own jingle or a lullaby. This is called Nallinaqtuq. And this little kalimba reminds me of icicles melting and dripping, which is what's happening right now in the north. Long icicles are glistening in the sun, and little drops of water It Itulai nigulu kunigu minak togulu Itulai niuga villi Iniuga villi ruyana ravilli Tunu tunu tu Tunu tunu tu Iniuga villi Tunu tunu tu Iniuga villi ruyana ravilli. My aunt taught me that song. Oops, sorry. And she said their mother used to sing to them every night before going to bed. They grew up in igloos and tents and riding dog sleds. And this next song is called Nunaga. It's from my 2010 album. And it's a poem about the beauty of my land, which is Huaqtak Nunavik, and it's a very small community of 400 people, and it's only accessible by plane. So we have no highways in Nunavik, and we have no trains. So it can be very peaceful and quiet. And this song is about that, and I'll briefly translate it for you so you can understand the song. It says, my land is beautiful. When the sun is setting, the sky is red, and the water is so calm that it's like a mirror and it reflects. There is no sound. There is peace. Winter is coming. Snow is falling. There's new snow covering the land, and it's deceivingly pure, no sin. It's springtime. The birds are coming back. The little plants are growing. The new cycle of life begins again.
Thank you.
The next song is called Ilapik. It's the first song that I co-wrote with a cousin of mine. His name is Yayi. He plays for the Twin Flames. We wrote Ilapik after we lost my brother in a tragic house fire. I was 14 years old and he was 15. We not only lost him, we also lost my little sister, who was 4, and my cousin, who was 15. So it was a very hard and heavy experience. But thank goodness that there's healing, and we get past our grief, and life is fine. Life is good, in spite of the tragedies that we go through. Ultimately, it's our choice in wanting to heal and move on. And this song is saying, it's almost like I can see you. I do wish you were still here. Someday we will meet. We will be happy together again. I miss you. I love you. I never wanted you to go away. You are happy where you are now. I miss you. I love you. So this is Ilapik.
Oh, but
So that was for Gary, my brother. Next song is another song that my grandmother used to sing to her kids. Kitsuga soat saleng mga ngiyaya Sunia ngulik tualogo na hitutunga yalong ngiyaya Ngiyaya, 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 ngiyaya going to sing Pihatik, which means friend. I wrote this many years ago. I moved here to Montreal to go to college 6 years after my high school graduation. When I was in a small town in Huaktak, I graduated at 16, pregnant, engaged, and I thought my life was all set, and I didn't need to do anything else, just be a mom, a wife, and work in town. I was a school secretary, and then throughout the years, I mustered up all my courage and knew that there was a bigger life out there, and I wanted to pursue music. And actually, I had reasons to move here. First of all, my main reason to move to Montreal was to get therapy, because there are very few resources in the north for mental health and emotional health. I was a very troubled person. I had a lot of trauma. So that was one of the main reasons. Second was education. There are no universities or colleges in Nunavik, so I moved here for that. And I wanted my two young children to have a better education. Although I had to sacrifice their inuktitut for them to have a better life here. They do still speak inuktitut, so I'm very proud of that. And music. So, yeah. And this song came out of being away from home and missing my best friend, Sheila. And it's saying, I'm all by myself, and I'm thinking of you. So I pick up the phone. We say eight when we say, when we pick up the phone. It's hello. Eight, how are you? What have you been up to? What are you going to do today? Come over. You know me very well. You know what I'm like. We have good times together. We laugh together. We cry together. We struggle together. That's it. So I think a lot of people are calling their friends lately. We have to. We have to keep our morals high, right? So this is Pihatik. Mm-hmm. This next song is called Imuta. It's a song that I learned when I started school, kindergarten. And it's a very old song. It has no age. We don't know how old it is. And everyone, all the Inuit kids know this song. It's called Imuta. It's on my latest album. You can also check out our music video. It has a Huaktak children. Imuta ayya nalagani ayya ay babu kaki babu ay pai nalipai kaki vai nalipai rimmo Immo tallo talli mallo ki kitsialo ki kiona ki kiona ai virachu tukumitaya iying illo tai kwa polung wang itsu walung wang polung wang itsu walung wang immo tau 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 takamuna itikupike akalai nakpo anakalai nakpo immo It's kind of weird singing by myself. But I know you guys are watching. I hope you're enjoying it. Please check out our social media. We have a Facebook page. We have a website, BeatriceDearBand.com. Facebook is BeatriceDearBand. And we also have Instagram. Same thing, BeatriceDearBand. I am going to do Isumavunga. Isumavunga is, it means I'm imagining or I'm thinking of, and I'm a strong believer of believing and thinking about what I want in my life and believing that I will get what I want. And I wrote this song thinking about how my life used to be. I struggled a lot because of the different losses, the many losses that I had in my family. I mentioned my brother and my little sister and my cousin dying in a house fire. I also lost an older sister to suicide in 1989 when I was 6 years old. So we have a lot of grief in our family. We had a lot of grief in our family, and we still do because we still go through losses. But I'm very fortunate that I have very inspiring parents who are very strong and who have great values and... But it took a long time for me to understand that it's important to overcome, and we can overcome these very difficult times. So this song is about while I was struggling, I guess I should mention also that when I wrote this song, I was thinking about the time I was going through a divorce, a very bad divorce. I was thinking about wondering what peace felt like, because the song is saying, I envision myself happy, carefree, worry-free. I'm thinking about a comfortable life. I wonder what peace feels like. I don't understand what self-respect is. I wonder what it feels like. And it says, I sought and I found the reasons why. I found what I didn't want to find in my heart. Even if it's difficult, even if it's hard, I have to believe that it'll pass. There's gotta be something more than this hardship. I can finally smell. I can finally see. I can finally feel now that I've let go. And the French part says, I open my heart and I feel. I close my eyes and I see. I hope I'm not boring you too much with my long dialogues. I'm not sure how to do this kind of performance. So it's my first time. Well, actually, yes, it is my first time without anyone talking to me. Okay. I'll try not to make too many mistakes. Atungak was a shaman who never aged. He wanted to go around the world, so he left his aging wife, whom he had children with, and he found a younger one who will keep up with him as he goes around the world. He needed someone who can run fast and keep up with him. So they went around the world and they finished going everywhere, and Atungak felt like going home. So since he's a shaman and he knows where all things are, so he knew where his children were. His first set of children, because he had more children with his new wife along the way. So he returned, and he came across his son, who was now a very old man. His son was waiting in a breathing hole, trying to hunt seals. And after he met his son, he wanted to go see his daughter, who was now also a very old lady, and she was in her hut. And he gifted her with beads that he got from somewhere as he traveled. I'm going to pretend that they're from Venice. So, because there's beads in Venice, in Italy. So he brought beads to her, and the old lady bitterly said, these beads, what do you want me to do with these beads? I don't do beads anymore, and I will not bead. So the moral of the story is, we shouldn't wait for those who leave. We should continue our life, living our life, and not wither away waiting on someone. This is Atungak. Again, let me remind you, I don't play guitar on stage. So bear with me.
nunu patsuni alianang itunun anuing itununlo inusing mini ingi kagami ang nangamalit dilu ukina
So yunu kwa ningye ora lo yunga sapapane changitunga sapapane changitunga.
I don't know why I put my guitar there. These songs are all on online platforms where you get your music, so support us. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Bandcamp, everywhere. This next one is called Mile to You. And here it goes.
Just carry on this way.
I'm going. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I had fun. So, Hitingutilogo is a love song that I wrote to my partner because we met on Christmas. So this Hitingutilogo means it was Christmas. And Christmas in Huaqtaq, in Nunavik, in all the villages, square dancing is a huge, huge part of Christmas celebrations, and the whole community comes together at the school gymnasium to celebrate Christmas and dance. I love Christmas square dancing, and New Year's is even bigger, New Year's Eve. So this story, I'll briefly translate it to you. It says, it was Christmas when I first met you. Everybody was dancing. All the people were dancing. They were all dancing. I asked you to dance with me on New Year's Eve when everyone dances. And now I love you and I long for you. Next Christmas, can we dance again when everyone dances? So this is Hitingutilogo, and this is my last song. Thank you. Nakong may Marieluk. Have a great day. Stay home. Stay safe, stay sane, wash your hands, stay isolated. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Beatrice. You know, it was really beautiful to hear Beatrice speak and sing in her language, share songs about her homeland and the way that her homeland is found throughout her music. And it was a really, really beautiful, beautiful set. Thank you, Beatrice.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right, Dan?